You are listening to BensTorah.com.
B'siyata Nishmai, we turn back towards Unasana Tokef, a tefillah and that was penned by Rav Amnon in Mainz, Germany, approximately 1,000 years ago. And we briefly summed up the Maisa, the story, the backdrop of how Unasana Tokef came to be as recorded in the Sefer Or Zeruah. So we have a tefillah. He was very intent on having it said all over the world. The Maisa took place that he specifically himself uttered these words on Rosh Hashanah. The Minhag Yisrael, of course, is that we recite Unasana Tokef not only on Rosh Hashanah, but in the Musaf of Yom Kippur as well. So turning back towards the actual Nusach HaTfilah, let's take a look at this Choshuva, stirring composition by Rav Amnon Amed. Unasana Tokev Kedusha Sayo, let us relate the power, the strength of the day's intrinsic holiness. Kihuna Rav Ayom, it is awesome, it is frightening. This is the highlight when we talk about Yomim No Ro'im. So Yom Kippur is the culmination, of course, Yom Narom. We have a Bechina of Oshana Ram as well, the culmination of the Yemei HaDin. It's the Piska Tova, it's the Kutik Vital that gets transferred to the Malachim as Kilu, the Bechina of the Siyum and the Milsa of the Yom HaDin. But Yom Kippur meets Hacheni is also Gevaldig Yotif, as we mentioned earlier. Tonight, Tainis Chavav Amud Beis, Arashing Lila Hayom and Tovum Yisoka Chamisha Asar Mavak Yom Kippurim. The pinnacle of the frightening nature of the Yomim Noroim that we mentioned, the Magen Avraham writes, B'shem the Maglei Tzedek, starts from the Yom Rishon, the Slichus, the Beis Yosef, quoting the Jewish Harashba, the idea of the Yomim HaKadoshim HaElu, the Yom Noroim Elu, they begin by Yemei HaSlichus, the first night of Slichus, but clearly what stands at the apex of the days of fright, of fear, is this Yom HaDin. This day is Kedushas Hayom, is Norov Oyom, is frightening, is awesome. And this is the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sense of kingship, his majesty, is going to be exalted, is going to be elevated. Loshen hitnasut, it's going to be taken apart. Yikon mechesed kisecha, and Hashem's kisei, a covenant will be established. B'chesed, as we said, this is the day that he showers us with chesed as well, and giving us a gevaldike koach of chesed, being mematek the din, sweetening up the din with chesed, while he is sitting on the kisei, judging the world. The teshev elav emes, and at the same time, Hashem is sitting on this throne, the emes, and he is donning le'amito, what each person deserves. Emes kiyatahu dayin umachiyach v'yodei avayin v'chosei v'chosei somnuschos v'sofer umona. So let's stop there. Let's press pause for the time being. Hashem Yisbruch is sitting on the kisei hakavod, and he is judging us, and avada he is he's mixing in chesed into the din. But he, Sof Kosov, is the Dayan. He's the one judging us. He is Mochiach. He is proving things. V'yodei avayin. He knows and he bears witness. He acts as the aid. We find a similar idea, Malachi. And Paragimel Posake, where the Navi writes, and the last of the Treya Sarchagi, Zachai Malachi, the last of the Neviim. V'avar l'Hashem minchas Yehuda v'Yishalayim k'mi yolam ha'chashem v'kamonios. V'karavti alichem l'mishpat. Hashem says that I'm going to draw myself close to you, l'mishpat, to judge you. V'ayisi aid mimaher, and I will be the aid. Writes him to this David, I'm going to pay up each person in accordance with his actions. I'm not going to wait to have actual Adam come and testify, and I'm going to have the drishas and chakiras, and to answer certain types of people. These are a shom like machashvim and alfim and nishbom the sheker, and we go on. Certain cases where Hashem clearly emphasizes he will be the aid to bear witness on our actions. And now in truth, even though we use this terminology that Hashem Kilu is the Dayan, Hashem is not only the Dayan, he is the Mochiach, he is the Odea, he is the Void, he is the one who is Kosei, he is the one who is Chosei. As a very Yisodistika Ramchal in Derech Hashem, and that to Likras the Yom HaDin, it's a very important Yisod that we have to get a little bit familiar with. Writes the Ramchal Moshe Chaim Litzado and Chelek Beis Perk Shishi of his Derech Hashem. He's talking about the Seder Hashkacha, how Hashem runs his world. I want just to read some pieces from this very important parak. Sider ha'odon baruch hu, shanhago salomo kulo bein mal mishpat hamaisim shel bnei bechira. Whether we're talking about judging human beings now in accordance with their actions based on what they decided from their own free will, or bein l'masheroy l'schanish ba'olam uvri yosav, whether we're discussing that which Hashem Yisparch in His infinite wisdom sees fit to create new in this world, or things to go ahead and be Mashana in all His various acts of creation, Ye'asa v'seder kein malchus aretz. Very important, Yisrael. There's not the pshat that we have the din down here that we read about, whether it's in Parshas Yisro, the advice that Yisro gave to Son of Moshe Rabbeinu, whether it's what we encounter in Torah Shavuot, the way we set up a legislative body and a judicial system, the dinim that's so integral to society that even the Zayim Mitzvot B'nei Noach see to it, contained therein that even the nations of the world, in order to make sure that there's a framework, miskeret to society to function properly, that people aren't swallowing up one another. We need to have legislative bodies. We need to have a judicial system. That's not the Pshat, but when you get up to Shemayim, then it's going to be held the way Shemayim works. And the way based on Shemayla works, it's a parallel to the way based in Dilamata works. We're not talking about using the same Gedarim, but it's running in a similar fashion. V'chein amru chazal and brochus and chesem and alam achus ederakia kein machus edara. It's not just that the malchus down here is modeled after the malchus upstairs. I mean, v'chein achas, of course, that's what's taking place. David and Melech's malchus, the same way when the sun comes up in the morning, we recite Mo da'ani l'vanecha Melech chay v'kayam. We have it in the Sana Tokim. We'll see it a little bit later. V'yatehu Melech el chay v'kayam. Hashem is the eternal King, the living King, the enduring King. Hashem is kay. Hashem is around forever. And yet with the moon comes up, Kiddush Levana that we just recited, you have this week, now until Thursday night, even on Friday night, Kiddush Levana, what do we say? Rosh Hashanah, Chafayim and Aleph. Interesting, Monani, the sun comes up in the morning, and what do we say? We see the Gevura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a new day, a new beginning, a new Mechadish, we make mention of Hashem, the Melech Chai V'Kayim. And yet when the moon comes up, what is the moon? The reflection of the sun, the might of the reflection of the light of the sun. And then what do we say? Rosh Hashanah 25a, David Mechisol, Chai V'Kayim. David, who is the eternal king, once and future king. David is the one who goes on forever. We mentioned in the past how I even had the opportunity in Johns Hopkins to write a 25-page thesis paper on how so many of the stories, the legends of King Arthur, and the world of Arthurian-related literature, and we find so many stories revolving around King Arthur and the Knights of the Round Table and Sir Lancelot. So many of those stories were stolen from the Midrashic literature revolving around David Melchisol Chai V'Kayim. So many of the stories. King Arthur really modeled it once in future. King modeled after David, who is Melech Chai V'Kayim. What's interesting is that Mibachina Achas, the Malchus of David, as Rashi writes in Rosh Hashanah Chafayim and Aleph, and many Baalei Machshava flesh out this idea, that the Malchus of David is Nimshol to the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We find that Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus L'Olam V'Ad. When can we utter Baruch Shem? Only when we're in the Beis HaMikdash. When we see, when we're in touch with the Binyan, where we see that Shos Hashchin like no other place. Only there can we say out loud, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus L'Olam V'Ad. Because there it's apparent. Who would build the Beis HaMikdash? Who would at least lay the cornerstone? Who had the ratzon to build it? To whom is it miyuchas? It's attributed to none other. Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis L'David. He is the Beis HaMikdash. He sat with Shmuel HaNavi, putting together the plans. He's the Beis HaMikdash. He's Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus L'Olam V'Ad. He's the rights of Hunner and Pachar Yitzchak. The Memshola of David is the Moshal, the same Shorish, the identical etymology. You want to know about a Moshal? What idea, what semblance can we get of the Malchus of the Reki of Hashem Yisbarach? Ayyadei the Malchus Adara. We can see David HaMelech's Bechinus HaMalchus, and through the Moshal of David's Malchus of his Memshola, serves as the Moshal to the Memshola of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We see how David, Mamash David, and then Shlomo the Hemshech of David, they ruled over the world. That's the golden era, the golden age, the Gemara Yevamos. We were in Mekabo Geirim. They made David and Shlomo, because in the days of David and Shlomo, you saw the Malchus of Hashem like never before. They together were the Moshal to give us but a glimpse of what's going on in the Malchus and Memshala of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the reflection of David's Malchus Nimshala to Levana. That's where the Marshal And others, the Maral, point out we had 15 Doros until we got to David and Shlomo. Shlomo was the 15th from Moshe Rabbeinu, 15th generation. That is until 15 days of the month. You have the moon waxing until it gets larger and larger. And the Malchus, the Levana Bishleimusa, the Seer of Bishleimusa, the Loshen and the Zohar, when is the moon in its complete state? On day 15, when you get to halfway the month, Ayyadei, the 15th generation, that Shlomo Melech, that Shlomo Osios HaShaleh, that's when the Levana is Bishleimusa. David's Malchus is Malchus of a Levana, reflecting the Malchusa Dirakia. That's why Melech, who is the ultimate king, the Melech, who is Chai V'Kayim, double Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim, he brings down a whole new Madrega, a whole new level of Malchus down here in this world. What is Rosh Hateva's Malchus? Les Migarme Klo. He has nothing of his own. He's merely the reflection of the Malchus of Hashem Yisborach. The ultimate Melech is Rosh Hateva's Les Migarme Klum. His whole Bechinas HaMalchus was to be the Bechinah of the Malchus Nimshulot HaLevana, which is merely the reflection of the Malchus of Hashem Yisborach. Sees Melech Les Migarme Klum. That's all right to the Chiddush Arim. What's his very name? David is Dalus V'Dalus. Even though he's the Melech, he carries himself as Dalus V'Dalus. I'm a nobody. He minimizes himself. He says, I'm not even a human being. I need Tolas V'Loish. Because in order to be the Melech, as a reflection of the Malchusa Derakia, you have to show how your mamash nothing when matched up to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, even though you're the Melech. You're only the Melech to be the Kli, to be the Amtsoi, through whom I can discover what the Malchus is all about, to know that there's a Malchusa Derakia. So David says, it's not about me. On the contrary, I need to last below ish. I'm not even an ish. I need to last. I'm only the Kli, the Amtsoi, the intermediary, through which and you should discover this is Malchus. I'm going to bring the cats of the Malchus down to the world, and the Mele, you'll catch but a glimpse of the Malchus of Hashem Yisborach. That's why the Arizal writes, David was a Gilgal of Adam Arisha. Zohar and Chelek Aleph, Tzadi Aleph, Amud Beis. He had to give 70 years to David. 70 years a year is a lifetime of Shlemus. Mnei Seva Takum, a Sviya of Shlemus of 70 years. Adam was supposed to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole Taklis Abriya was to be Mamlech Hashem. Adam failed. He needs David, who's going to come practically and be the one to actualize, to materialize the Bechina of Malchus down here in this world. Once I see Malchus, now I get a glimpse, I get a taste of the Malchus of Hashem Yisborach. Ayyadei les migarmei klum. He's the Melech who's David, Dalus V'Dalus. I'm humble, I'm modest, I'm nothing. I'm just here to be the Emtsoi. I'm here to be the Hashlam of Adam Arishon. That's why, how do you even understand the Zohar? The Zohar and the Medrash make it clear. David was destined to be an Eiffel. He was going to live for 3 hours. Adam Arishon saw Dor V'Dor, and he sees, I want David to live, I have to give him 70 years. What's Pshat? That means David wasn't going to live? How do you understand such a Zohar? How do you understand Rashi? What do you mean David? How could the world be? Teretz says, David Batsim has no chias. I need to last blowish. I'm not here to be David. I'm not here to be me. I'm here to be the Melech Yisrael, that Al Yedei, me as the Emtsoi, as the Kli Be'emtso, you will get a glimpse and appreciation of the Malchus of Hashem. Baruch Shem Kibbutz Mechuso, Yaakov Avinu, Enechanami. He's Yisrael, Loshen of Sarora, sovereignty, dominion. He brings the shame Yisrael into the world when he fights Kisarisa, and Malach, he fights. He's but Maisa, he'll say Baruch Shem Kivamachusilayanvarp, but he can't bring it down to the world of Maisa. He can't actualize that Baruch Shem. It's only said Bachashai in a whisper. He couldn't give over that message because Malchus of Baruch Shem Kivamachus of the Nesina's Godel of the Malchus of Ori cannot be fleshed out, cannot be actualized until David Melech emerges onto the world stage. When you see David's Malchus, now I see a Kush Chameila, that's what comes out of the Zohar. Batsim, he has no chias. He's going to be an Eiffel. He's not supposed to live because he doesn't live for himself. He now comes into the world as the Gilgal, the reincarnate, as La Shlom of Adam Arishon. Ever ask yourself a question, Adam Arishon sees into the future. And he sees David's not going to live. He's got 1,000 years. So he lives until 930. Adam, why don't you give him a little more? What's he giving him already? What's your nice guy? So give him 80. Kavuros, right? Give him Gurushu and Shana. Give him 100. Give him 120. Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yochanan. Give him 120. How about split it with him? What about 500, 500, be a nice 70 out of 1,000. Percentage wise, it's not even nicer. What's up, Shah? Shah is, David doesn't need anything more than that. David's life is just to be the Kli, to bring Malchus. That's Dalus V'Dalus. That is his Metzias. That's why who is the one to be Lochem, Negen Mashiach ben David? Gog. What is Gog? Writes with David Conan Berchas Yavetz. Gog is Gimel Vav Gimel, Negen Dalet Vav Dalet. Gog is fighting David. Gog or Magog. Gog is the king of Magog. The Malbim know this right. What is Gog? Gimel is Gaiva. Gaiva v'gaiva. The machloikis of Mashiach ben David versus Gog is a Gaiva v'gaiva. That's why Gog writes with David, Kodesh Milosh and Gog. And what is Gog? Oh, above the ceiling, the roof. It's not only the highest point in the house, at the same time that it's the highest point in the house, you refer to the Gog, that's what cuts you off from Shemayim. You can't see the Malchus of Shemayim when you have a Gog. David is the total bittul atzmi. He's the ultimate melech. Rosh HaTevah's because his home at Sias is the antithesis of Gaiva, of Gimel, Vav, Gimel, Gaiva, V'Gaiva. He instead is Dallas, V'Dallas. He's Dallas and more Dallas. He's Talas, Vloish. I'm a Nephil. I'm not supposed to live. I'm only living based on the generosity of Adam, who only felt it necessary to give me just enough years to bring Malchus. And that's what the Riboy of Seven. Thus, he starts as Malchus, where? As the Hemshech of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov in the city of Hebron, to be Meschaber to the Avos HaKadoshim, to show that it's not a new independent Malchus. He's here the continuation, the Chayrut's Poshet. Yaakov bought a Baruch Sheikh of a Mechusel and bought into the world, but we can't say it out loud. I only want to bring it into the world where we can say it out loud is Dafka in the Beis HaMikdash, the one to lay the cornerstone in the Beis HaMikdash, is David and his son Shlomo. They build the Beis HaMikdash, now it's Baruch Sheikh. Now we see the Malchus of Hashem like never before. And the whole idea of David is good for that, as opposed to Gaiva, he's Dallas Vidalus. He only needs 70 years to get to a Shlema, so start his kingship for 7 years in Hebron. He's Meschaber to the other. I'm not a new entity. I'm the Hemshech of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And that is the Hemshech. That's why Avram gave us Shachris. Yitzchak gave us Mincha. Yaakov gave us Mayriv. And who gave us Tikkun Chatzos? Writes the Arizal in a Siddur. David gave us Tikkun Chatzos. He broke us. Davkim Lomad Beis. Alkim Achatzos Laila. Alkim Lahonis Lecha. Four Tfilas in the day. Shachris Mincha Maariv, and the one who closes it is like the Zohar, like the Shlo, like the Rizal, right? The Rego Ravi Bamarkava. The Merkava doesn't go anywhere without four wheels. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Ha'ovas, Hein, Hein, Amarkava, famous Midrash and Bereishis Rabbah. It's beautiful to have three wheels, but the chariot can't go anywhere. What's the chariot? Rites of Hunar, Pachar, Yitzchak, and Pesach. A chariot is the kli that the Melech uses to disseminate, to spread his Bechinas HaMalchus. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, meaning what? If you're living in proximity to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, you see a Bechina of the Shechina. You see a Me'ina Merkava, Ha'ovas, Merkava. But the Merkava, the chariot, can only get rolling, can only spread the Malchus of Hashem across the world. Al Yaday, the regular Revi Bar Merkava. Who's that fourth wheel? That's David HaMelech. That's why Lefini is Daiti. It's very Gishmak. Avram Avinu, Adam Rishon, Aleph, Avram Aleph. First letters of the name. Yitzhak Yud, Yaakov Yud. That's 1-1. 10 and 10, that's 22. We can't get to 26 to the fullest galus of Shem Havai until you add David into the picture. David completes what Adam, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov started. Add the Dalit, now you get 4 to 22, that's 26. Now you have this galus of Shem Havai in the world. Aleph, Adam, Aleph, Avram, Yud, Yitzchak, Yud, Yaakov, 1-1, 10-10, 22, you need the 4 of David. And that's why we mentioned in the past, when he's foreign bring, Avram, the second letter in his name is Beis, that's Boker. Yitzchak, the second letter is Sadi, that's Sarayim, that's Mincha. Yaakov, the second letter is Ayin, that's Arvis. But we need to bring the daily day Hashlama, we need to go to the morning to Vasikin. Who brings us to Vasikin? Who got up at Chatzais and continuing davening all night until the wee hours of the morning until we're ready for the Zman HaShachris? David, hence the second letter in his name is an Oz Vav, and that's Vasikin. That's one who brings it full circle. That is the Malchus of David, the one to go ahead, through whom I can understand and appreciate, and only in his Beis HaMikdash can I say out loud, Baruch Shem, Kevod Malchus Leolam Void. He's the one to bring the Malchus down here. And it works the same way in the opposite direction. The same with the whole Bechina of Malchus down here. What's to be modeled, what's to be the reflection of the Malchus upstairs. Hashem says, once there is Malchus established down here, I'm going to now run the daily Hanhaga of my Malchus, paralleling the way it works down here. Which means, just like there's a Sanhedrin, just like there's a Beis Din, and a Beis Din, you have a prosecutor, you have a defendant, you have the litigants, you have the Edom. Hashem says, I do the same thing. And that's going to help us explain the whole beginning of an Asana Toga. This isn't just a Shir and David HaMelech. This is now helping us understand what Hashem Yisbaruch is doing. So let's take a look. Seder Bate Dinim Shonim Shonim Tzim Ruchaniyim. Hashem has a whole arrangement of different basins up in Shemayim, and lefneim ye'archu kol inyonim haruyim lishafet. Anything that's fit, that's going to be prepared and brought to judgment, is all there of gzeiros yekum called varim. That's all going to be up there in Shemayim in a similar fashion to the way we have a judicial system down here. And what does Hashem do? He appears kamiyochel in all the different Sanhedrios and bati dinim upstairs, and he's mashpia. He's involved in all them, and he's mamidim al tochan ha'inyan be'emes sheyitzei hamishpat la'amito. Because only Hashem was the source of all emes. Hashem has to sign on everything, because only Hashem's signet is emes. Emes is something that was true, is true, and will always be true. Shamos and hayim and aleph. Aleph himself, Rashi, HaYahovaviyah, that is the Shem Atzimuso, Yukevavke, which is a combination of Hashem is HaYah, Hovaviyah, that's Aleph, the letter that was in the beginning in the Aleph Beis, that's the Mem, the letter that's in the middle of the Aleph Beis, and the Saf, the letter that's at the end of the Aleph Beis, that's MS, that's HaYahovaviyah, that's the Shem Atzim of Hashem Yisborach, that Shem Avaya, that's Yukevavke, and that's the shame that's going to judge us. And that's why there's chesed with the emes, because it's the shame of midas harachamim, which is now intertwined with the shame etzem, which is chosom shakar shuch emes. And there'll be some Sanhedrios, shakar shuch hu sam l'rosh, Hashem will actually be, yoshev ha-kisev ha-chol tzva ha-shamayim omein olav me'mino masmalo. Some of the Sanhedrios up there in Beis Din Shamayim Hashem will not just be mashpia mikvodo, will not just make an appearance kaviyochol, but he's actually going to sit as the head on that Sanhedrin. And Hashem is going to have Edom, and he's going to have prosecutors, and he's going to have defendants. How does it work in Nimtzel if he shows up? Eino Kodesh Baruch Hu dan es olam bebechinas yediaso, ela bebechinas hasedorim sherotz v'sid olenu. Now Hashem kaviyochol knows everything. So what does Hashem need a Beis Din for? What does Hashem need Edom for? What does he need a prosecutor? What does he need a defendant? Hashem knows the Metzias Amitis. He knows the reality. He knows what you were thinking, Mashas the Avera, when you spoke Lashon Hara. He knows exactly where it took place, when it took place, why it took place. Every ounce of your Rikshei Lev, of your Kavana, it's the 10th Animam in Shinim Rayotza Yachalibam, Hamei Vinel Kol Maaseim. He understands all your Maaseim. Yirmiyo Yitzayin Yischoker Lev Abochin Klayas. Hashem knows everything. So what does he need a base then? Teretz is, Hashem says, that's how I decided to model the Malchus and the system of Bat Edinim upstairs, the same way that you have it down here. We mash a cedar old bezet, and that Hashem will not be shofet inyan meyon b'shum based in meila, atche yuvul afun of mipekidim shehivkil inyan zeh. Hashem has people that He selected, that He chose. Malach Eliyahu, your job is this, your job is that. And Hashem says, I have pekidim in asug hamalachi from God's infinite celestial court, and I'll have some malachim that are mashkich malanyanim ahovim all the things that take place in the world. The elu yavola based in shemayla via idu al advar mshesig v'nigalahem the az yavola v'nyanim b'mishpat, and that's what He says. Even though Hashem knows everything, nothing's, He sees everything. So why does He do it? Because kach goes of a cedar, bechachmaso haneflo, and that's how Hashem runs the world. Hashem says, I have Edom, I have Torah.com. People are going to come and testify, and I appointed the Satan to be the kategor, and I'm not going to judge until the Satan comes to be Makatre. Even though Hashem sees you doing Avera, until the Satan comes to be Makatre, He's not going to judge in accordance with that. What does that mean? That means Hashem knows He didn't have Avera. But Nichol and Erech HaPayim says Hashem is slow to judgment, and Hashem says, I'm not going to punish you right away. What does that mean? That means Hashem says, because I'm not going to punish, Hashem's a judge. And the judge doesn't punish until he hears from the prosecutor exactly what you did. And the prosecuting angel that He appointed was to be the Sultan, who is Mastin. He's the Yitzhar who gets us to sin. Then He's the Sultan who prosecutes in front of Beis Shamilo. And then He's the Malchamovas who gets permission to carry out a death sentence. Hashem Yisborach, as the Talmud Devorah, Moshe Kodavorah writes, and when he talks about in Perek Rishon and Perek Sheni, about how Hashem is the ultimate Savlon. Hashem sees us sinning, and He's patient with us, and He waits. And it keeps doing good things to Bnei Adam. And He's waiting. Why? Because there are only certain times that Hashem allows the Satan to be mast and to be makatre. Based on certain averus, same way we have a Satan makatre, b'shasa sakona, writes the Medrash. Or we have the Gemara Brachas and hey, shloshim askirim avanosa shaladam. What do you mean? What does that mean? That means there are certain averus that automatically send the Satan in front of Hashem's based in to be must then copy that person. Otherwise, Hashem says, I'm not necessarily going to listen to the Sultan. There's only a time and a place when I allow the Sultan to come and be master. That's how Hashem set up on the Bria, which means Hashem knows everything, but Hashem does not judge us until He actually sets into place a judgment with the Beis Din, with Edim. He, as the Dayan, and Lav Davka, will He always be the Dayan? We have Sfarim that talk about the Gedolei Yisrael in every generation will be our respective Dayanim. We're not going to get judged by a Vilna Gaon by a Chavetz Chaim. And there's Sfarim HaKadoshim that say we get judged by the Gedolim in our respective Tkufa, who know our Yetzer Haras. A Gadol didn't know about the internet, who didn't know about sports, who didn't know about TV and billboards and Manhattan. They can't judge us. Only the Gedolim who know our Yetzer Haras, who know the lust, greeds, and typhus, who know about everything going on in this world, they can be the ones in the Beis Din. Hashem might decide to be Sam LaRosh, but otherwise Hashem says, I'm going to leave it up to them, and I'll be Mashpia there in the Beis Din, and I'm going to let it run. It's mamish like a Beis Din. And with that, we approach Nesana Tokeh. Teishiv alo be'emes, emes kiata u'dayin ha'machiyah. Hashem is the dayich, He's machiyah, He's yodeya, He is void. But, and we see from the Ramchal, that means that Hashem says, I bring all the pekidim. I'm the one who's in charge of it all. But I decide, even though I know everything, who's going to be the aid? I send people. The Gra writes in his Igeris, there are people, malachim, beings that are writing down every word that we say, that are watching every single action. Hashem says it all gets written down, and I have the malachim come up, and they tell me what you did. And I run it like a court. V'kosei v'chosei. I have everything written down. He doesn't need to write everything, but that's the way it is. Hashem's writing it down like a system. And then what? V'sizkor kol nishkachas. Hashem remembers all that's forgotten. V'siftach as Sefer HaZichonos Me'olav Yikari. Hashem opens up the book of Chronicles of all the things that took place, and it reads by itself, Me'olav Yikari, just like the Gemara Megillah, the Sefer HaZichonos opens up by itself. So then the question, of course, is, asks Rav Aaron David Goldberg and Yeshiva's David on the Tefillah Sefer Yom Norom, the Yeshiva from Tells, Cleveland. He says, this is a stira Me'olav Yikari. And self-contradictory. If Hashem has a book where everything is written down, and the words the Averis speak for themselves, then what do you need? But Tizkor Kol Nishkachas, what do you need to remember? I know Hashem remembers everything, but the whole focus here is, even though He remembers everything, He has a book, and things are written down, and things are signed. Hashem says, I'm going to run the system the way you know the system. I'm not going to tell you, come up to Shemayim, it's going to be a whole new world, a whole new system. It's exactly the way you know. You know what to expect. You know how it's going to work. You know the system down here? It's going to be the same type of system upstairs. Same way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg, Zatzal Rosh Hashiva from Nei Sol, he explained. How do you understand when you go back to Avram Avinu davening for the people in Sodom? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avram Avinu, and you should know, Avram Avinu, I'm coming to destroy Sodom. Avram Avinu says, yeah, but Ulai Yish Chamishim Tzadikim Sochir. Hashem says, no, you don't have 50. He says, but maybe there are 40. Until he goes down to, how many Noah was able to say? He stops at 10. Ask of Yaakov Arm. I don't understand. Avramina, what are you asking Hashem? Hashem is a Kel Rachamon. Hashem just told you He's coming to destroy the city. That means what? He went through all the Chesbainas. And that means Hashem is telling you it's a city that's worthy of destruction. Avramina says, yeah, but Hashem, did you think about maybe there are 50 cities? And what? Hashem's going to change His mind now. And Hashem says, no. Or maybe there are 40. Maybe. I understand, what are you doing? Hashem tells you it's time to destroy Klaus. It's time to destroy Sodom and Amira. So what are you thinking? Like, Hashem would have taken that into, meaning if 10 tzaddikim are enough to take a Seba city, then Hashem would have taken that into account already, as He did by Noah. So what is He asking over here? Elohim, He's saying there aren't even 10. I have to destroy the city. So what's Avram introducing new? So it's of Yaakov Weinberg. Avram Avinu said, why does Hashem need to tell me what He's doing? The reason Avram opened up his mouth is, Hashem, if you want to destroy the city, and there were, so destroy them. What do you have to tell me? If you want to tell me that Lot happens to be in the city, and I saw daven for Lot. Avram doesn't just daven for Lot, he davens in the whole city. What's he doing? It explains to Yaakov Amram, because why did Hashem have to, it must be, Hashem says, I'm trying to teach Avram that even though I'm judging it in my system of Avada, they're going to be destroyed, I want to show you on the pages of the Torah that you're involved in the process. I want your input in the process. Because I'm going to judge, and according, I want to, you know, that from your perspective, the way you understand din, I want it to stem with your understanding of din. And if Avram Avinu says, my understanding of din is that I look at the world and see, 10 tzaddikim is enough to save a city. And maybe they have 10, maybe they have 20, 30, 40, 50. So it has to work in my mind. Hashem says, you're right, I agree with you. I'm going to make it work in your perspective, but you should know that when all is said and done, they don't even have 10, so I have to destroy the city. The same way that the Baalei Mussar explained by the Medrash at the end of Parshas Vayera. At the end of Parshas Vayera, what happens to Malachim, we know one of the Shittas in the Medrash says, how did Yitzchak's eyesight get diminished? How did he become near blind or completely blind? Because the Malachim cried. And what do you mean Malachim cried? Look at the Medrash. It says Hashem opened up the Arubas HaShemayim. He opened up the skylight, the windows of Shemayim, and then the Malachim cried. So many Mepharshim ask, what do you mean he opened up the skies? Just tell me the Malachim cried. Teretz is, if you're in Hashem's world, there's no reason to cry. If you're in Hashem's world, we're going to get in the Olam Emes. We don't make a Dayan Emes. In the future, we're going to make a Tevah Meitiv even on the Dayan Emes. The only way it's Shaychei Chitimza, the possibility for Malachim to cry, is they have to see it from a human perspective. Hashem opens up the skies, and only when they saw it through the window in Shemayim, and they saw it from Yitzchak and Avram's perspective, now they could cry along with us. But from the perspective of Shemayim, there's no room for crying. Hashem says, and that's why the ultimate din is going to be patterned so that you'll understand it. You'll understand it, you'll appreciate. You know exactly what you're getting into. You know how the system works. No questions. That's exactly what I'm going to do. Hashem says, you should know. Be'etzim, I'm the Dayan, I'm the Mechiach. I don't need anybody. Hashem knows everything. And he can do it all in one fell swoop. But Hashem says, what? Even so, I want you to know I have a sefer. And I have malachim that I send accompanying you all day long. We have malachim that are escorting us and they're writing down every single word, they're recording everything. They got their iPhones and their mamish, everything today. And we know today, everything today is seen. You got the security cameras all over the place. Hashem says, I'm going to play it in front of you. I'm going to do it the way you understand. The famous Chavetz Chaim, when they came out with tape recorders, Hashem is giving us a taste, a glimpse. You think, oh, Hashem is not an Oy and Rohos and Shamas. Hashem says, you see, a senator, you're going to get caught. There's going to be a guy with a camera in the bathroom. He can listen on everything. He can chop you. You can't run away. There's security cameras. They're going to get you. And it's all a system that we understand that we can't even begin to question. So writes Rav Aaron Dova Goldberg, Hashem is a safer. Everything is there. But what happens if you do tshuva? So let's say a person speaks Lashon Hara. Now Lashon Hara gets written down by the Malach, and it's written down in the safer, and the safer is going to speak for itself. So Hashem says, yeah, but let's say you do tshuva. If you do tshuva, you erase the Neveira. So now it's erased from the book. It's not in the book anymore. Aye, but Zokta Aaron Dova Goldberg, Vitiskar kol nishkachos. What are the nishkachos? What gets forgotten? Nothing gets forgotten. Everything is written down. The only thing that gets forgotten from our perspective is those things that got erased from the book. Once we did tshuva, those averus that we did tshuva for are now erased. Hashem says, yeah, but remember that I will always remember those averus that you once did. I'm not going to hold you accountable. But if I see you do them again, that's going to tell me you never really did a tshuva shleima. That's going to tell me, now I'm going to bring up, you tell me you're working on Lashon Hara, you get up Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and you say, God, I'm not going to speak Lashon Hara. And then 3 days after, you're going to speak Lashon Hara. So you did tshuva on Yom Kippur, and you got your Lashon Hara from the last year erased. Hashem says, but just know, when you come to din now, there are going to be this year nishkachos. They're going to be things you do tshuva for in Yom Kippur, Anthra, and you'll get them forgotten. They'll be erased in the book, but I'm always going to remember them. So if you do Lashon Hara again, in my mind, I'm going to remember that you did Lashon Hara in the past also. It's not the first time you speak in Lashon Hara. It's the second time. You did it once. You're right. You erased it. I'm not going to punish you. But like Rabbi Chana writes in Kometz Mamarim, there's a roshim. There's still a stain, meaning it's there, because there's a rechuk. I'm not going to punish you, but it's still it's a nishkach. It's something that was there that now is forgotten, but Hashem will remember it if you go and repeat it. So that itself, we need to have that knowledge going to the Yom HaDin. We think, oh, what's the big deal? I do my tshuva Yom Kippur. After Yom Kippur, I got a clean slate. I did an aveira again. Oh, it's number one. My first chait of Lashon Hara in life. Because I just went there. It's not your first chait. You did it again. Now Hashem brings up, it's not the first time. You did it again. Now you have a link. He's Tiskor Konishkachas Vesivta Chasev Zachonos and may Allah Yakari. And it reads on its own. So what does that mean it reads on its own? What's the Chiddush there that it reads on its own? If we just got through saying the Ramchal gave us a whole Gatzarichus, and the Ramchal is telling us that Hashem patterns it, so we don't let books read by itself. Hashem, have the person read through, let's see the evidence, let the jury take out the book and read the book. Why over here in this instance, Hashem has his Edom, he has the Sultan, he has the prosecutor, he has the Edom, you have your defendants, you have Malach, the Senate Michael, the defending angel, Bechulei. So he comes and he defends you, and you have all the mitzvahs. So why is the book reading by itself? Writes Achaim Aloshim. Very important yourself. Writes the Heiliger Achaim Aloshim and Emesh Achaim and Sha'ala Perk Yed Aleph. And when we get up to Shemayim, we can't imagine. It's not the vart that Hashem now looks at your Averis and your mitzvahs, and Hashem says, okay, let's make the Cheshvan, let's open the book of What are the various punishments? And now let's punish you accordingly. Your averus are the punishment themselves. Your mitzvahs are the schar and olam haba. There's a spiritual, metaphysical hashpa that's metaphysically encompassed inside each and every maisa mitzvah, and in contrast, each and every maisa avera, and that's what envelops you down here in this world, and it follows you unless you do tshuva to the next world. And the combination of all the mitzvahs, that's what creates your mitzvahs of olam haba, and the averus creates the mitzvahs of the Gehenna. Alright, so Chaim Elozhin, that's the diuk, the famous Loshin and Chazal. How do we open Perkei Avos Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelek Liolam Haba? The famous diuk, what do you mean Yeshlam Chelek Liolam Haba? Be Olam Haba, it should be. We all have a chelek in Olam Haba. No. Olam Haba would mean Shema Shmo Ohaya. You would think, what? There's a place called Olam Haba, and it's there from the outset of creation. And if you're Zocha, you do mitzvah, so Hashem will give you a portion in that world. That's not the truth. You create your own Olam Haba through your Torah, through your mitzvahs and stok and chesed. The more mitzvahs you do, you're creating a greater Olam Haba. All the sparks and the light. It's not the pshat you get now a place in Olam Haba, be Olam Haba. It's kol yisrael yisham chelak liyo towards an Olam Haba. You all have it built into your neshama, the ability to do mitzvahs, to learn Torah, chesed and mas and Torah, to create your own Olam Haba towards Olam Haba. And that creates Olam Haba in the same way ona shagehenem ben yano gamke. It's not the pshat there's a place called the henem and now an individual goes to get him. No, hachet atzma hu ancho. Brings rise from Mishlei and Yirmiyah. Kasher Adam Osa Achas Mitzvah Shem Asher Lo Teyasena Hapagam VeYachurba Nirsham Chas V'Sholom Takef LaMayla BiSharsho. It is Nirsham. It leaves already a remnant. It gets written in the Sefer, and in your Shorash and Neshama, that's up there in Shemayim. It's already there. It's creating your own Gehenna. It's the Mitzvah itself. That's of Shatam Eilav Yikore. The Sefer speaks. Hashem says, "Open up the Sefer. Your own Shem will create your Gehenna and your Mitzvah." So create your Olam Haba. That's Me'il of Yikari. V'chosem Yad Kolon Abo. Everyone's signature is in it. Once I've shot, everyone's signature is in it. It's as if everyone's signature is, if you signed on to it, you will see it. You will watch the video. It's there. Your signature is on it. You can't deny the mitzvahs. You can't deny the averus. Over shofar golda yitakev called the mama daka yishama, and this is going to be, we're not talking about the shofar Rosh Hashanah, we're talking about the shofar delosid yomadina golav anayra. There's a great shofar ban Hashem, as we see from the story of Malachim Aleph. Hello, yo navi perk yates. Hashem is not in the fire, is not in the loud noises. He's in the cold the mama daka. You have the thin sound that's going to be heard, and then Hashem comes to din, and then Hashem comes to din. And what happens when Hashem is now in his kiseh kavod? Malachim yichafezon. And the malachim are running all over the place. They're hastening. V'chilurad yochezon. And there's a trembling and a terror that's going to seize them. V'yomer, and they'll say collectively, Hinei yom adin. The day of judgment is here. Lifgonok tzva morim adin. Kilo yisku v'nechem adin. And they're saying it's a day of judgment. Muster a heavenly host with judgment. They can't be vindicated. And you're honest, even the malachim themselves. What shah malachim anat bali b'chino? What does that mean they get judged? Because they only exist in our merit. If we're not Zoycha, Malachim follow Yisrael. When we do mitzvahs, then they're good. They're in good shape. And if we do Averus, the whole world is totally is contingent on the actions of Klai Yisrael. And that's the beginning of Nefesh HaChayim and Shar Aleph. All the Olamas HaYonim, Yaakov, Cheva, Nachaloso, our actions are the figurative rope. Down here, we sway the rope. We decide what's happening in the Olamas HaYonim. The Malachim are very worried. They're running all over the place. Here's the Yom Adin. Why? They're not the Baalei Bechira, but they know that what's going to happen to them is all contingent on Klai Yisrael. Klai Yisrael needs to have successful Yom Adin so that they can go ahead and be around. Ki lo yisku v'necha, nothing will be here. No acts of creation, no malach ha'yayon, unless Klai Yisrael zochu b'din v'cho b'ayah olam yavron l'vadach kibnei mora. All the people in the world will come like cattle, one at a time. Kevakoros or edro ma'vetzono tachashifto. Kein taras yisru v'sim, the same way the shepherd, he's counting them one by one. Hashem says, I'm looking to you, looking at you as a yochid v'yochid. Sivko nevesh kochai v'sachto kitzv l'cho b'riyosecho. L'cho b'riyosecho. To all Hashem Yisbruch's acts of creation, the Sikhtum is Gezardino, and then Hashem writes it down what the Gezardin is going to be. That's Rosh Hashanah Yikasevon, and the Chasim will be the Yom Tzum Kippur. So that's the Malchayel, you're knowing that their existence is utterly dependent on the matzav of Klal Yisrael now by the Yom HaDin. So we know that when it comes to the Yom HaDin, we do not say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah. Why don't we say Hallel? Writes the Rambam, in Hilchos Chanukah, Paragim Allah Chavav, Hello, Hallel Shul Chanukah Bovadhu Shemi Devrei Sofer Melakriyas Hallel the Olam Devrei Sofer Mechol Yom Hashem Gomer Mamas Hallel. It's always me Devrei Sofer. Ushmona Se Yom Hashanah. There's a mitzvah to be Gomer as a Hallel. And what are those 18 days of the year? The 8 days of Sukkot, 8 days of Chanukah, Rishon Shal Pesach, Yom Atzer Shavuos. But what about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? Aber Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim Ein Bahem Hallel. Right, but the Rambam doesn't use the Lashon. That's the Lashon of Erech and Daf Yud Amud Beis. The Rambam, as the Nosai Kalim point out, is clearly miyusad on the Gemara. Malachim say, why are Klai Yisrael not singing Shira? It's a Yontif. It's a Zman of Yontif. Why are they not singing Hallel? Sifrei Chayim, Sifrei Meisim, Sukha Vanai. And they're going to go in and sing Shira. What's going on here? The Rambam's terminology is, Eimam Hallel, why Lefi Shehem, Yimei Tshuva, V'yira B'pachad. Why Machmas? Sifrei Chayim, Sifrei Meisim. Lo Yimei Simcha Yaseira. Notice, the Rambam doesn't say the night Yemei Simcha. They are Yemei Simcha. Open up Parshas Emor. They're included in the Moadei Yisrael. I'm honored there. Yemei Simcha. Most of Rishonim and Achronim come out. There's a big deal. Is there Simcha in Rosh Hashanah? And come out, all of them say there's some element of Simcha. The Sfas Emor says, Eirech Rami, there's Simcha, but what? The Simcha of Rosh Hashanah is Tikka b'chodesh shofar b'kesa liyom chagenu. It's a Simcha because it's a Chag. And the Samachta b'chagecha, but b'kesa liyom chagenu. The Simcha is concealed. It's got to be covered over. Cover over the Simcha a little bit. But if out of this Simchas, it's not a Simcha Yaseira. But a lot of the Rambam is very meduyik. There's a Simcha Ma, and it's not a Simcha Yaseira. Meaning, even on the days of Pachad and Yir Avana, there's a Simcha. The same way people think, oh, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, it's all about Simcha. You may a Simcha Ma'adim. Don't forget the mission of Rosh Hashanah to Zayinim and Aleph. Bechag Nidon and Olamayim, Pesach Nidon, Tuatzer, Sidon, Apeirus, Elon. We get judged on every one of the Yom Tovim. What do we see? We see that when you put them on the spectrum, when you go through the course of a Jewish calendar year, you have a Pesach Shavuos and Sukkot, the Yemei Simcha, the Gimel Regalim. They're be'ikur about a Simcha Yaseir, Simcha V'Chagecha, but there's also an element of Din. Pesach, there'll be a Din on the Tevuah. Shavuos, a Din on Tzarsim, and of course the Sfarim all right, there's a Din on Talmud Torah as well. And you'll have Chag Nidon and Alamayim. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur are Yemei Adin, where the Iker focus is the Yemei Adin. What's the Iker? The Yemei Adin. But about this is Simcha, just not a Simcha Yaseir. So we have a dichotomy. We have Shol Shagalim, we have the Yom Naron. Shol Shagalim are the Iker is Yemei Simcha. Simcha Yaseir, but the Tuffle is, they have an aspect of Din. On the other side of the coin, we have a Yom Naron, we have Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Those are days of Yemei Din Pachad, not Simcha Yaseir, but Simcha. That's the Tuffle, the Iker is the Yemei Adin. So we have a combination. We can't say hello because of this component. Din is so permeating the nature, the ambiance of the Yom. Sifrei Chayim, Sifrei Meisim, Erech and Daf Yud Amud Beis, we can't sing Shira. But Taisa says in Erech and Daf Yud Amud Beis, and what do the Malchim say? We have a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Lamed Zayin, Megillah, Daf Yud. When it came to Masa Yad Tov Vayam, the Shira, Bishim Malach Yashar Slomar Shira, Shem says, Masa Yad Tov Vayam, Atam Rotz Lomar Shira, the Malchim can't sing Shira. That tells a Rav, we have many different Perushim, what pshat. But in the end of the day, Zok the Bali Yatzaisis for shame the re. What do you see from this Gemara in Erech Hadaf Yonah Beis? The Malachim don't say, Hashem, we want to sing Shira, and why can't we sing Shira? The Malachim's only question is, why are Klai Yisrael not singing Shira? Writes the Taisis, the Mashma, that Klai Yisrael's not singing Shira, but the Malachim is singing Shira. The Malachim is singing Shira. Why? In the end of the day, Avada, writes Rav Aaron Dovid Goldberg, and the Metzias of Malachim is totally on our actions. Metzov Kosof and Shemayim, they see the power of the day. They're not seized by the same level of pachad as we are. And the end of the day, pachad b'ikar is what? Not an intellectual pachad, it's an emotional pachad. The rikshei lev, the feeling of pachad in our hearts when we know our lives are on the line. And that's a whole different metzias. When you're talking about bali b'chira, and we have rikshei lev, it's a whole different metzias. The malachim intellectually know that their existence is totally on what happens with Klal Yisrael. But they're not seized by the same level of pachad. So even though there's an element of pachad, just like on the Gimel Regalim, there's an element of pachad, but there's so much simcha, and therefore we still recite a hallel. Even though we're getting judged. But if the ikar is the simcha, you see by the malachim, you see from the Bali Yatzaisis, that the malachim and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, they are singing shira, because the Sifrei Chayim, Sifrei Meisim, are not psuchim lifaneihem. They know that there's an aspect of din that's going to affect them. So if either there's a din, but it's not a din that overwhelms them, that consumes them. We are so seized by a pachad that we can't sing shira. It's not shaykh to bring break out in shira because the ikar mahus of the day is din. But the malachim see it up. It's a gevaldike simcha. It's still a gevaldike simcha yom simcha. But there's a din, and we will be seized by a fear, not to the same extent. We don't have the emotional, a full gamut of emotions as the human beings do, but in the end, and we're not bought to lefnei mora. It's kobay olam yavron lefanach yibnei mora. They don't have that fear of each malach being singled out. It's all the malachi. It's the whole world. Now we know there's an idea of collective suffering. You know, if the whole world is going to be destroyed, it takes away from the fear if everybody is going down with you. So the father is a fear, but you can't compare that fear to Klai Yisrael. Klai Yisrael is every Jew is judged individually, and that's the scene with the milsa. Everyone is individual. The malachi, it's all collectively as the malachi. Their metzias, just like everything in the world, is totally on what happens to Klal Yisrael. Some out of this a fear, but it's not an overwhelming fear that precludes them from breaking out in shira. That's Rav Avraham Domer Goldberg and the Shira's David, based on that Taisus and Erchon Afyodim and Beis. But Nevada, we can't sing Shira. Why? Because they are days of Simcha, but it's not Simcha Yaseira. It's Be'ikar, Uberosh, and Rishayin about the Pachad, because we are Mama seized. We're being looked at by HaKadosh Baruch Hu one by one. And Hashem says, I want to make it more real. I want to make it more actual to let you know. The same way the Ramchal told us in Darach Hashem and Chelek Sheni and Perek Vav. And no, don't imagine. Oh, what's, I want you to imagine it. I want you to conjure up that image. It's a similar based in Sanhedrin with a Rosh based in with Adim with three Dayanim, and it's going to be judged the same way, and everything is written down in a book. When it comes to Shemayim, everything is going to run the same way that you understand, the same way that you can relate to. It's all going to play out there. The movie screen, the book, it's going to read itself, your own mitzvahs, your own averus, it's if you signed onto it, it's all going to be there. That's the Pachad Rosh Hashanah, Yikasevin, Yom Tzev Kippur, Yechasemon. Everything is determined by this day. Enhancing the level of pachad, this is the day that determines kama yavron, kama yibareim, yichi yayomus, bekitzo, lobekitzo, all the different forms. And not only that, then we go on to not just living it, and when you're going to die, and how person's going to die, but me show the misa. So what's going to be the quality of your life down here? Is it going to be one of shekin and shavah, tranquility and equanimity? Is it going to be one of yisurin? Ye'on yosher, yishofu miyon, the quality of life. Mimachinas aruchni, mimachinas agashmi. Not only life itself, but all the different aspects that together create the very quality of your life is all determined on this day. But what? Tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah, ma'avir nesua gezeira can go ahead and erase it all, mitshem, we should be zeichet to be nitzel adin, with the tshuva and tefillah tzedakah to erase it, and to be matzliach beruchnis and begashmias for a gevaldika good gebench v'yor, ksiva v'chasima taiva.
You have been listening to a presentation of benstorah.com.